on this wonderful working Wednesday, and I now turn the call over to our host. I believe that is Tiffany.
No, it's Dr. Vanessa today.
Oh, Pastor Vanessa, God bless.
Oh, I didn't know that too well. All righty. That's not a problem. Again, welcome to the Master's Call. We celebrate each and every one of you on this wonderful Wednesday morning, excited about Jesus and all he's doing in the land. We are in a place and a time where God is showing himself big in our lives. And we are grateful for each and every one of you who have joined us this morning. I hear the chimes coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I tell you, I just get so excited about how this call is growing and how each and every one of you are so faithful, so many of you who call in each and every morning to the Master's Call. When we started this call a year ago, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, we did it with the heart, the mind, and the mission to be a place, to be a platform where the Word of God, where it was all about the Master, would go forth each and every morning. So again, warmest greetings to each and every one of you out there. And our mission statement each and every morning is to enhance, empower, and encourage your hearts to, as believers, to hear the Word of God and know that it's all about Jesus. When we say this is the Master's Call, we really are simply saying that the Master has dominion. The Master has all the authority, and we look to him and him alone to get our needs met, to get our answers, to be encouraged, just to submit and be in his presence. So we're excited about you taking time when you could have been doing a whole lot of other things. And I mean a whole lot of other things this early in the morning, especially our West Coast listeners. I'm always excited when they get on the line because it's 2 hours earlier, an hour earlier, I think, or is it two? With daylight savings time to be on the call. So again, we welcome you name by name, person by person, to be a part of this journey, to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day. And we always believe that the Word of God is the foundation for the journey. And the scripture that the Lord has given us for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So this morning, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. This morning, we seek the face of the Lord, not just his hand, but we want to seek his face, because in his presence, as Psalm 16:11 tells us, in his presence is fullness and joy. So again, we're excited about each and every one of you being on the line this morning. The man of God is on the line, and I know that he has an exciting word for us. We've been hearing him teach us, minister to us, I mean really inspire and stretch us as he's been talking about the favor of God. So we're going to go on now and have our time of prayer. But before we do, we like to remind everybody, especially our first-time listeners, on why we came together. And that was to lift up and pray for Artists International. Many of us on this line are distributors of Artists, and this is a Christian-owned, family-owned company owned by the Diaz de Leon family over 22 years. And when you are doing something for the kingdom, being ministers in the marketplace, there is always intense warfare. And we wanted this to be a place where we could come and get our hearts encouraged, inspired, and enhanced as we go out as ministers in the marketplace. And we encourage our artist distributors to go to your back office and avail yourself to all the exciting things that are going on. I tell you, we have vision 2012 that we've been talking about. Tonight is our corporate call at 9 o'clock Central Time. You want to make sure you're on the line for the call, registering, where all roads lead to Las Vegas, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And we're asking as many of you as our artist family to be there. We're going to do something special for our Master's Call family, get together and see each other's faces as we've been getting used to hearing each other's voice. So we want to put that before you. And now as we go to a time of prayer, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she'll come back on the line and get us started with prayer so we can get Pastor Check up and hear the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Psalm 66 says, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. Father, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your awesomeness. For you are our God. You are mighty. You are our strong tower. You are our deliverer. You are our strength. You are our salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you are, for all that you have been and all that you yet to be. We thank and praise you for this morning. We thank you for this day that you've made, for allowing us to get up this morning and rejoice and be glad in and to praise your holy name. Father, we thank and praise you for the purpose of this call. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founders of the Master Call. Oh, glory be to God that we have a place where we can come and start our day and command our morning and see what thus says the Lord for us. We thank and praise you for each and every prayer warrior. We thank and praise you for each and every person who joins us on this Master's Call. We thank you for the speaker, oh God, that you have already downloaded in him a word that we need to hear, a word that's in due season. We won't let a crumb of it drop to the ground, Lord, but we will hold on to every word that we might be a blessing to somebody else this morning. Father God, we know that we have already put Satan on the run by the power of your word, by the praises, because when we praise you, Satan can't stand it. So it's already gone. We thank you now that the airwaves are already clear. And Father, we also give praise and honor for the and thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, which is the whole reason why we are gathered this morning. Now have your way this morning, oh God. Bless the speaker, his family, his congregation, and everything that his hands touch. May it prosper. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. I tell you, I know Pastor Chuck can preach after that, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for opening up the heavens. And we do want to remind you that I'm sure after you hear this awesome word, you'll be ready to go to our website. We have a website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and click on the link, and all the messages are archived there. And if you have a prayer request, we want you to send that to us also. Email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. I was reading the prayer request this morning, and we consider it an honor to pray. Well, I hope you got your spiritual bib on where you're ready to eat and feast from the Word of God. We so love this son of the ministry who has been with us since the beginning of our call. Pastor Chuck Brown is the senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, the Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page, and he means it from the bottom of his heart, that he has been married to the most wonderful woman for 15 years, Marcia Brown, and they have two lovely children, Charles III and Christina Eve. He is a fellow graduate of Morehouse College, and his wife is my Spelman sister, Marcia, and they have been pastoring now going on 6 years, and he states that he's had his and has experienced, as all of us, our highs and our lows, but especially for him there during Katrina. But he's watched God be so faithful. Pastor Chuck started with 16 people and now has over 450, and we celebrated his christening, a new facility that God has given them, even enlarging their borders more. He is a musician. That's why he spends up half the night in the recording studio, an author, an awesome pastor, but always brings us a cutting-edge word. So I want to introduce and produce to others this morning the mouthpiece straight from the throne room of God, Pastor Chuck, the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Lord, speak just a little louder. I know you're going to get there, but start me off a little louder. It is back to
you. Can you hear me better now?
That's much better. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. We bless the Lord for you, your ministry, and your assignment that God has given to you. And that wonderful prayer, oh, my God, just really set an atmosphere, not just for this word, but I believe she set an atmosphere for our day and for a day of miracles. What a powerful, powerful, powerful prayer, and I bless the Lord for you and all who have been a part of this call, Dr. BK, and all of the other ministers, prayer generals who every day you're praying for us and you're causing us to just walk into the favor of God. And I bless the Lord for you. I just want to go to Matthew chapter 15, and I will begin reading at verse 21, Matthew 15 and 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Lord, have mercy on me, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This morning I thought I was going in a different direction, and I had prepared myself to minister on, and I'll begin this on next week, but to minister on a certain subject. And during the prayer, I felt God was shifting. But, of course, we always want to try to do our own thing. And then when she talked about that crumb, God said, okay, now how much more confirmation do you need? Today I just want to continue in sharing on favor because I believe we have to continually hear about what we want to receive. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So I need to know, to expect this favor, and that I have favor for life, and that I can still experience favor even in unfavorable conditions. I need to know that there is favor in my failure, and there I can have favor in a breakdown, and that there is a favor connection. Today, I want to take us a little deeper on the subject, and let me ask this question. Has anyone ever asked God, Lord, just help me get through this? Just help me get through this. I'll deal with next season when I get to the next season. I need you to help me get through this season. I'll get to the other stuff later. Just help me make it through this storm. God, just help me through this problem. Help me through this debt. Help me through this situation. You just want release. You want the pain to stop. You want the hurt to stop. You want release. You want the stress to be relieved. Today, this morning, I want to minister and speak on favor to get me over this. Favor to get me over this. Our lesson text finds Jesus being confronted by a Gentile woman. The Gentiles consisted of anyone who was not a Jew. Yet this woman came to church that day with something that she needed resolved. She didn't come to check out what shoes everybody had on or what kind of suits they had on or even who would be there. She had a child that was under attack from the enemy. She was grievously vexed with the devil. I'm amazed that she even recognized the spiritual attack because many people are unable to see when something is natural or when it's spiritual. Children are naturally curious and active, but there is some behavior that goes beyond the norm, and as a parent, you need to be able to tell when you're under attack from the enemy or when it's just life being life. Some stuff in relationships stem from two people learning each other, how to communicate, how to deal with problems, but other issues come straight from the pits of hell. And as a husband, wife, friend, relative, or whoever, you need to know when the devil has your house under attack. Some of you don't realize it right now, but you're living right in the middle of a war zone. And the reason you don't realize it is because you're too busy trying to cuss out what needs to be cast out. You're trying to beat out what needs to be rebuked. You're ignoring what needs to be under the blood. But this woman came into the house of the Lord, the presence of God, rather, in the presence of Jesus, with all of this on her. Her mind was focused on what, on getting what she needed from the Lord. But she was under tremendous pressure. Listen, I'm going to keep it real with you. It's hard to operate properly when you have a lot on you. There are people on this line right now who have weights and burdens on them that others would falter under. That's why you never need to be envious of anyone's life because you don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know what I'm going through. I know I look okay, but I'm dealing with a deadline that I'm not prepared for. I know it looks like everything is fine, but you just don't know the stress I've been under on my job. You're seeing me and my spouse smiling and saying little things to each other here in front of you, but you don't know that when we get in the car, we're not even speaking to each other. I'm under pressure. And I need something that will help me over this hump. I need something to help me over this hill. Help me get over this hindrance in my life. Anybody need favor to help you get over? Yeah, there's a couple of things I just want to share with you. Out of verse 22, I just want to read these verses again. The woman came out of Canaan, crying out to the Lord, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Verse 23, the first part of it says, but he answered her not a word. Here's number one. This first thing you're going to need to understand. God's silence does not mean abandonment. God's silence does not mean abandonment. His silence does not mean abandonment. Please understand that God is not obligated to speak to you every time you talk to him. It's not that he's being rude. What's this? Oftentimes it's because he's already said what he had to say to you and you just refuse to listen. Other times it's due to the fact that God wants to see what you're going to do if he doesn't come through this time. We all talk a good game, but if God never does anything else for you for the rest of your life, will you still praise him? If he never opens up another door for you, will you still think he's good? Can you be faithful even if you never get another financial miracle? Can you still be nice if your marriage never changes? Can you still be a blessing to people even when they mess over you? When God is quiet, how do you respond? Too often we respond as if he's abandoned us, but God's silence is not his abandonment. Didn't he say he'd never leave you nor forsake you? Didn't he say he'd be with you even until the end of the world? Why do you think he's left you now? Have you ever considered that it just may not be the right time for you to get the answer? Some answers are based on your level of maturity, but I will tell you, but your response may cause you to leave me, and so God sits there while you're bawling and going through your drama and theatrics, waiting to see if you're mature enough to handle the answer. I've been there when I prayed and heard nothing from God. Pastor Vanessa mentioned Katrina, but in the days following Katrina, it seemed like I couldn't get an answer from God for a whole month. I was praying, I fasted, but I never heard from God. Finally, the Holy Ghost told me, God has been trying to reach you, but you've been too busy in front of TV, consuming yourself with the devastation. Now, keep it all the way real. We say God is quiet when really God can't get through all of the clutter that we've been allowing to cloud our minds. See, I was too busy listening to hearing CNN and watching Fox News and going online to read about what was happening next until I could not hear from him because I was too busy hearing from everything and everybody else. God will always answer you, but you have to position yourself to hear his voice. Now, something else interesting happens. Verse 23, he answered her not a word. And watch this. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Send her away, for she cried after us. Here's number two. Ignore people who have nothing to do with your miracle. Ignore people who have nothing to do with your miracle. Ain't this a trip? This is just like some folk. Here she was trying to get her miracle, but she had to deal with people who had absolutely nothing to do with it trying to block her. Listen, people, there will always be something, someone somewhere who has it all together who will try to keep you from getting yours. I can't stand when people jump in my business. It's my business, and it ain't got nothing to do with you. Why are you so concerned with my situation? Better yet, look at the verses again. At what point did this woman start asking them for anything? The previous verse said that she was talking to Jesus. So I know she got indignant and said to Peter, James, John, and the rest of them, I was not talking to you. Why does my praise bother you? I ain't talking to you. Why does my loud clapping get on your nerves? I'm not trying to impress you. Why does my jumping offend you? I'm not doing this for you. You can't do nothing for me. You can't get me out of what I'm going through. You can't make things work in my life. You don't have the keys to my victory. You don't have the way out for me. So when I'm here talking to my Savior about my problem, please be quiet, because I'm not talking to you. This is between me and him. This phrase right here is between me and the Lord. And if you don't like it, you need to get out of my face and get to another place, because I know that when people get in your way, it's because they're trying to stop you from getting everything that God has for you. But the devil is a liar. You need to ignore those who have nothing to do with your miracle. Moving quickly along, verse 24, but he answered her. Now Jesus answers her, and he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of Israel. Verse 25, then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Here's number three. Faithful and persistent worship causes God to move even when it looked like he wouldn't. Faithful and persistent worship causes God to move even when it looked like he wouldn't. Now remember, she didn't get an answer from Jesus initially, but something happens that shifted Jesus to pay attention to her. She got to his heart. Worship touches the heart of God. In fact, praise is for you, but worship is for God. It's kind of like a woman who wants something, a wife rather, who wants something special from her husband. She asks him for it, and he says no. She asks the next day, and he says, baby, I can't afford this right now. I'm sorry, you can't have it. But check this out. Fussing won't make him change his mind. Pouting won't make him change his mind. A wise woman who has a special need knows how to get to her husband in a special way. He comes home from work, water running for him. Special dinner that's usually not on the menu is being prepared in the kitchen. You're not wearing that regular house dress that you wear every day because you have a special need, and you're going to have to touch him in a special way. Dinner is sumptuous, dessert is great, and the after party is even greater. But by the time the sun rises, he's like, baby, you can have whatever you want. His wife touched him in a special way, and that's what true worship does. It touches God in a way that others around you don't. True worship beats on the pulse of God's heart. Jesus said that he hadn't come for the Gentiles yet, which was true. The Gentiles weren't going to benefit from his presence on earth until the cross and resurrection, but her worship caused Jesus to change his mind. See, when you come and worship God, you get favor that others don't receive. Hallelujah. Worship causes you to get benefits that others don't receive. If I have a special need, I need to worship him in a special way. She had already asked him for it. She had already begged him for it. She had already pleaded with him. But none of that got him to move. It wasn't until she worshipped that things began to change in her favor. It wasn't until she worshipped that things began to move for her. It wasn't until she worshipped that doors opened. It wasn't until she worshipped that the healing began. You can ask until you're blue in the face, but if you don't worship God, you won't get it. Here's verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, yeah, true, Lord, but yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And then Jesus said, oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Here's number four. This is my last point. This is what I want to get to. Whatever God allows me to have is enough for me to get over. Whatever God allows me to have is enough for me to get over. In the end of verse 25, this woman says, Lord, please help me. But in the next verse, Jesus said, it ain't right to give the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Jesus just called us on the dog. Wait, I'm asking for help and you insult me. I'm at my lowest point in my life and you call me a dog. Why would you dog me out in my time of need? Again, God wants to see how bad you really want what you say you want. Remember, her daughter was at home suffering immensely. Her daughter's pain was her pain. It affected the way she worked and the way she lived because she was constantly called at work because of her daughter's troubles. It was a bad point in her life, and she didn't care what she had to go through. She just wanted to get over. How bad do you want it? If you're not willing to fight for it, then you truly don't want it. If you're not willing to cry for it, then I don't know if you want it. If you're not willing to go through changes and sweat for it, then I question if you really want it. Sometimes you have to get like this woman. You have to become daring and bold and courageous to say, you can call me whatever you want as long as I leave here with my blessing. You can call me a dog. I don't know what I'm doing. You can say I don't deserve to be here. Say what you want, but I'm getting mine. Say what you want, but I'm leaving this place with my miracle. Then she says something that even shocks Jesus. this woman stands, as my dear sister said in the prayer, yeah, I'm a dog, but at least dogs eat the crumbs, the scraps that fall from the table. And that's what she was saying, Lord, if you won't give me the whole thing, at least give me a crumb. If you won't give me the money for the next 2 months, at least help me get my rent and my mortgage paid for this month. If you won't help me fill my tank up, God, but at least help me get enough gas to make it there and back. I don't have to have the entire loaf. Give me favor to get over. I just need grace to make it through this time, trying time. I just need enough peace not to kill somebody. Give me enough love to forgive so I can get through this dinner without fussing. God, I don't need everything. Give me just enough to make it. Now watch this. People who are not in your situations, they scoff at you when your prayer is just for a crumb. Your mindset is too low. That's what they say. You need to change your thinking and think bigger. Well, it's not that this woman didn't want a big miracle. She just put her desire on the side to ask Jesus to help her get through this. Lord, I want that, but help me get through this. I want that position, but Lord, because I don't have a job at all, help me get this. I want a beautiful marriage, but Lord, help me with this. I want greatness, but help me make it to the next level. I don't have enough strength on my own. I don't have enough courage on my own. If it's a crumb, they better get me through, God, I'll take it. You know why this woman was so desperate enough to take the crumb? It's because she knew that whatever was in the loaf is in the crumb. There's just enough God in the crumb to get you over. There's just enough God in the crumb to help you win. I don't care how I look after the battle. I just want the victory. I don't care how I look after the game. I just want the victory. I can come out looking unkempt, my hair all over my face, up running bloody, tired, a hot mess. I just want to come out. I don't care how folk look at me. I'm coming out victoriously. I don't care how they talk about me. At least I'm victorious. Lord, I don't have to have the money. Just grant me the favor to get over this. After going through all that she went through, she received two things. The first thing she got was a compliment on the greatness of her faith. And when you impress Jesus with your faith, that's saying something. In fact, the same people who we read about earlier who were trying to shut her up, saying send her away, they never once received a compliment on their faith. Yet she was told that Jesus had never seen such great faith. The next thing she received, and this is for somebody on this line who's going through and who has family members who are going through and some of you who are on your way to a job that you dread, the next thing that she received was her daughter's healing. She went for relief, but she got what she really wanted. God healed her daughter instantly, but watch this. He healed her from where she was. She was in one place and went home to a different situation. That's why I'm telling you, you can be at your job right now. You can be on your way to work, and God is working things out all the way across the country, all the way. Some of you have family overseas. God is working things out. I'm letting you know that God is here, his favor is present, and it's going to give you It's going to help you to get over this. Whatever your this is, God's favor is present to help you get over it. God bless you. I pray that this word bless you. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Dr. Vanessa, to share God's word. We appreciate it, and we love you so very much. Be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, this was truly a right now word. I know some folks are getting their praise on and their shout to. Favor to get me over this. He gave us his four awesome points that God's silence does not mean abandonment. Ooh, ignore people who have nothing to do with your miracle. Faithful and persistent worship causes God to move even when it looks like he won't. When whatever God allows me to have is enough for me to get over. But I tell you, Pastor Chuck, that thing will preach when you say there's enough God in the crumbs to get you over. Hallelujah for that awesome word. I'm going to ask Minister Robin to come now and cover our prayer request in our last 2 minutes and utmost lift up Angela today as she goes to court with her homeowners association and all of our other prayer requests, because we know there's enough in the crumbs for God to move and show up and show out. Minister Robin, please come and give us a time of prayer and intercession.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because you're more than enough, Lord. You are their defense, Father God. Father God, I thank you for Angela, Father. You're the one who keeps her in perfect peace because her mind is fixed on you, Lord. Your people don't have to fear because you are their defense. Glory to God. You are the one who's guiding them. You are the one who's walking with them, Lord. So we lift up Evangelist Beatty, Minister Panquita, Mother Whitaker, Pastor Abel and his family, Father God, because you're the God of comfort. We thank you, Lord, for Miss Emma, Father, and for Janine Echols, Lord, and Rosanna and Kit, Father. You are their strength. You are their healer. You are their deliverer, Father. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Lord God. He is the one who has healed them. He is the one who has set them free. He is the one who has the judge's hand in his hand, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that not one weapon formed against your people can prosper, Lord. We know, Father, you said in your word that if they were heavy and they had any type of burden, they can come to you, Father, and you will change it. You will reverse it. So we thank you, Father, because they have come to you. They have sought you. They believe your word. They stand on your word. You are the defender. And each and every single person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, they have victory knowing that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your promise. Amen. And back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for lifting up each and every prayer request. And with a spirit of expectancy, we know God is going to move in our behalf. Oh, Pastor Chuck, we thank you for that rich word. And I tell you, it's awesome how God shifts us. By Minister Willa with her prayer, ministering and confirming the way that you should go this morning, I tell you, the Lord truly use you and bless you this morning. And thank you for your sensitivity and obedience to the Holy Ghost. And again, Minister Willa, thank you for opening us up with that awesome time of prayer. We appreciate you and again, greeting the people this morning. We appreciate each and every one of you as listeners on this call today. That's a word that you can meditate you on. And as we end each and every call, we encourage you now for you and I to submit and obey to the specific call that the Master has on our lives. And we will now from this call go out and be obedient to be his master minister in the marketplace, skilled to be his voice, to be his hand, to be that light and be that kingdom builder. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Thank you so much and have a wonderful Wednesday. Bye-bye.